This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time. Cause you and I outweigh.
Happy Saturday, Outweigh fam. Amy here. And 4th of July is 2 days away. If you're listening to this on Saturday when it comes out, and you might be prepping for 4th of July. I don't know what that looks like for you, where you are in your eating disorder journey, where you are in your recovery. But for me, prepping for 4th of July used to mean that I was probably going to restrict like crazy before the holiday. And then the day of, since I was already there and present with it, I was going to probably obsess about food and eat way too much because it was my one day to get in all of this amazing food that was going to be at whatever barbecue or cookout that I was going to. So if you too treat holidays like that, you are not alone. But my mind right now is going back to a particular 4th of July holiday. I don't know, it was about 5 or 6 years ago. And I've shared this story before, I think on Four Things podcast. And I don't want to dive too much into the details because I definitely don't want to encourage what we were doing because while, you know, the person we were doing it with, the expert we went with was leading it in the name of health. Like, I don't think things were taken into consideration that I was literally in the throes of an eating disorder. And I don't think she knew that. And had I been fully honest, I don't think she would have led us on this trip. And I was able to convince Mary and my sister to join me on this four-day journey where we basically drank water. But leading up to the trip, it was the day after 4th of July that we went. So on 4th of July, I remember eating everything in sight because I was about to go on a major restriction type trip again, quote unquote, in the name of health, which it really was. But I'm telling you deep in my core, in my mind, which now I can freely admit, it was not. It was strictly so that I could have a reason to restrict food for 4 days, see if I could do it, and then start back slowly introducing new foods to my diet, or not new, but just food back into my life. But of course, only the cleanest of clean foods were going to enter my body until I died, which of course was not the case. That was not able to last. That was not sustainable. That was when I had labels on food. Foods were good. Foods were bad. And now I have a mindset, of course, that there is no moral compass when it comes to food, and food is food. Like, it cannot make me good or me bad. And it's, you know, it's all the same. So that is a memory that I have from 4th of July. So it's not lost on me that sometimes we do crazy things around the holidays. We either restrict before we eat, or we enjoy the day and we restrict after. And I actually say enjoy the day with a little asterisk next to it, because while you're trying to enjoy the day and eat the foods that you normally don't allow yourself to eat, my brain at least was always obsessed with what was happening and how I was going to, you know, either get rid of the food or what was going to happen because I'm enjoying all this food. But who cares? I'm going to go ahead and eat till I make myself sick because I don't ever allow myself to have these foods. So really, I wasn't enjoying the day with the people that I was with. And what I have noticed is in recovery is just how much I get to enjoy others around me. And my world is not so small, and my brain is not so preoccupied with other things. So as we enter into 4th of July, you might be celebrating later today. You might be celebrating your 4th of July weekend this Saturday or Sunday, or maybe you've got the actual holiday off and you're going to be going to the lake or going to someone's house to have a little barbecue. Maybe you're hosting one. What type of environment can you set up for yourself, or what, when you're going into another environment, get your brain right and think of it as an opportunity to connect with others and silence those voices in your head that are leading you in a scary direction. And it is scary because you're missing out on a life, like, so much. Dylan Murphy was a guest the last 3 weeks on Outweigh, and I've been enjoying her Instagram so much. She has the best little quotes, and she puts up these little graphics. So it's very clear when you're scrolling through, you see her stuff and it pops out and you read it. And for me, it's been sticking with me. Her handle is at dylanmurphy.rd. And she had up this one quote that said, "Don't miss out on 95% of your life just to weigh 5% less." And even repeating that back to you right now, don't miss out on 95% of your life just to weigh 5% less, I get goosebumps, because that was so me. I was missing out on so much of life. And I don't want that to be the case for me anymore. And I don't want that to be the case for you anymore. And holidays are difficult for a lot of different reasons. It's stressful because you have to be around family or other people that stress you out. And then food brings you that comfort when you're stressed or you want to distract yourself. And it's easier to just numb out with food in a binge situation, or try to control the situation so much that you end up restricting to avoid some of the other stuff that you have to encounter. And by stuff, maybe I mean people or conversations. But Dylan also had put up some tips for holiday weekends. I'm just going to run through them really quickly. And I've seen a lot of dietitians that I follow and respect immensely post stuff like this, but I just think it's an awesome reminder to hear clearly what you can do to set yourself up for the day. So first of all, holiday weekends, eat breakfast. A lot of times we skip it because we know we might be eating later or we might be eating more of something, but eat breakfast. That's something actually I had to do early on in my recovery on any given day, not just a holiday. And Dylan and I even talked about that when she was on with me, that I had to wake up and go to the kitchen and make myself breakfast and say to myself, "You're eating breakfast today," because that was such a time of restriction for me. And I had to break that. And now I can go with or without breakfast. I have a good handle on it. Most days though, now breakfast is a huge part of my day, which is crazy because I used to try to see how many hours I could go until I broke my fast. And then another thing that she said for holiday weekends is set boundaries. So you might have to have a talk with yourself and maybe even sit down and journal them. What are going to be your boundaries for the day? What are you going to let slip into your mind? What are you going to shut down right away? That you setting a boundary with yourself. Nobody else has to know. You don't have to talk about it at the party, which, speaking of, one of the other tips is to walk away from uncomfortable conversations about food and body image. That may come up. Some people may start talking about the diet that they're on and how they're giving themselves a cheat day because it's 4th of July. Or they might be talking about how, well, I guess I'm going to have to hit the gym tomorrow because of all this food that I'm eating. Those are normal things that are totally acceptable to say. that those of us that are in an eating disorder or have body image issues or have, we're working out way too much, we don't need to expose ourselves to that type of conversation, even though the person saying it is saying it in a completely harmless way. You don't know what you don't know, but what you get to do, again, because of your boundaries, is you get to casually just walk away from uncomfortable conversations like that. And then go in with a plan. And that might be your little boundaries meeting that you have with yourself, but go in with a plan for yourself. Don't just try to willy-nilly this, because the truth is we're more vulnerable to certain things, and you're going to have your eating disorder talking to you in your head. And that is where your planning with your boundaries comes in. And that is you entering with a plan to enjoy the people that you're with, to shut down your eating disorder. Ed, you want to, what some people name their eating disorders in their head, like whatever you want to call it, shut it down. And when it starts to talk to you, shut it down and just say, I'm not going to think about that right now. I am here with my friends. I'm going to enjoy this 4th of July celebration, or I'm going to enjoy this. Maybe I'm talking about 4th of July because it's right around the corner. It's like 2 days away, but it could be anything, any dinner or meal or hang time with people where food is involved, where you have to tell that voice to just stop talking and you don't have time for it right now because you're trying to enjoy the people that you are with. So I love traveling and coming home to my bed because it's comfy and familiar. I love crawling into it. Well, what if you could take your bed on the road with you so that way you got good night's sleep while you're on a trip? And it's not your entire bed, but at least your bedding, which is the best part. Let me introduce you to Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding. Now, Cozy Earth is travel-friendly and hassle-free, and the bedding comes in these adorable totes, which makes it really easy for you to take it on trips with you. They also have really amazing loungewear, so if you're on a long flight, you can stay cool and comfy with Cozy Earth's temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew. And it'll add a touch of style to your travel ensemble as well. So whether you're exploring stuff near or far, take a little bit of home with you. Cozy Earth has everything you need to turn every moment into pure bliss. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code OUTWAY at checkout to get 35% off. And let them know that we sent you after you check out.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
I also saw, since I was on Dylan's Instagram, she did this whole thing about foods that are bad for you. And it's funny because it was a swipe thing where you had to slide. And I was like, oh, she's posting foods that are bad for us. I thought, wow, I thought she was someone that didn't see foods as good or bad. And then I swiped, and the first thing that was written was food that has mold on it. Food that you're allergic to was next. And then food that has been poisoned, and then food that has expired. So voila, there you go. Just gave you a list of foods that are bad for you. And then another tip back to holidays, real quick, I forgot to say this one, to get through 4th of July weekend, or again, wherever, is eat the foods that you enjoy. That's the final one. Allow yourself to eat what you enjoy. If you enjoy a salad, amazing, eat it. But if you also enjoy a big, fat, juicy hamburger, eat it. It's okay to, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It doesn't, and for me, that's how I lived. It was either I was eating all greens and vegetables and this or that, and I wasn't touching anything else, or I was touching all of the other things that I denied myself for so long, and I was having all that stuff on my plate, and I'd worry about greens later. It's okay to build a plate and have your favorite salad on the side, and to have, or a big portion of your plate, who cares? And then have your burger, a big portion of your plate. And then it's okay to enjoy all the foods that you love. And just want to make sure that you remember that foods are not bad for you. I mean, they're not. And the foods that are especially not bad for you are the foods that you enjoy. Like, what is your favorite dessert? Make that for 4th of July weekend. I saw Living with Landon, I follow her on Instagram, and she posted a recipe for that strawberry jello pretzel dessert thing. So if y'all want to go to her Instagram, she has a recipe that's up there. But it reminded me that my mom used to make that. And I made it a few times back when I lived in North Carolina, and I haven't made it in a long time. And I want to make that. It looks so good. It sounds weird, but the salty sweet combo of the jello, and I'm pretty sure it's like cream cheese, and then the pretzels, and the pretzels you mash up and then you put them in butter and you make that as like the crust. And it's just so tasty and delicious. And the combo, it looks weird if you show up to parties with it, because some people have not heard of it and they are a little bit thrown by it. But then once they take a bite, they totally get it. So what's your favorite dessert? Can you make that and take it to the party and it feel really good? And then also, what's your favorite salad? Can you make that and take it to the party as well? Now, it makes me think too, again, I'm reminiscing about my 4th of July's, but I think it was 4th of July 2 years ago, maybe, or 3 years ago, that was my infamous turkey sandwich moment where I ate a turkey sandwich with real bread and turkey and mayonnaise and lettuce and tomato. And I remember being so excited to come back and tell Lisa Haim about it. And it was because of her Fork the Noise program that I was able to get to that point in my recovery. But it was just a really big moment for me. A turkey sandwich with real bread. I don't even think the bread was gluten-free, which again was another big step for me. It was what they were serving. We had gone on a hike. We were in Colorado. And when we got back, everyone was having turkey sandwiches and chips. And normally I would have figured out a way around that, but I decided to make what everybody else was eating. Because again, I'm not allergic to bread with gluten. I'm just not. It was an allergy I created for myself. So going back to foods that are bad for you, you might be allergic to certain things that I'm talking about here, and I'm not advising you to just go eat it just because. You may have to make alterations to fit your body. But for me, I just had denied myself real bread and a real turkey sandwich, like not wrapped in lettuce or something like that, for so long that it was a big deal for me to sit down at the table and have the chips and have the sandwich. But you know what? I was able to be so much more present because I wasn't thinking about it, and I just did the dang thing and I ate the turkey sandwich and I hung out and I had a good time with my family and my people. And it was really enjoyable. And that is another, you know, summertime 4th of July story. So I hope that this little chat here, just for me, don't have an expert on today, which always makes me really nervous because I am not coming to you as an expert. I'm just coming to you as someone that has been there, and I want to share my experiences with you because I'm just really passionate about, for me, not going back to that place where I was, and for you not being stuck there forever, or if you're in recovery, you not going back either, and knowing that you're not alone. Kat and I were talking the other day, Kat Defata, about diets and how many diets we think we've tried. And she started making a list, and I was rattling them off, stuff that I started when I was a teenager. And I saw a post that she put up on her You Need Therapy podcast Instagram that said the average adult will try 126 new diets in their lifespan. 126 new diets, which makes me think back to that quote that I saw on Dylan's page. I mean, we're missing out on so much of life because we're focused on trying to make ourselves smaller. And so I'll say that quote again, don't miss out on 95% of your life just to weigh 5% less. I mean, now I'm able to look at food as true nutrition and I can see what it's doing for my body. I truly can. I used to have an orthorexic lifestyle and I was hiding underneath that, being like, oh yes, of course, I'm drinking this smoothie all day long and not consuming food because look what it's doing for my body. But I was disguising it. Now I can truly say, and Kat and I were talking about that when we were talking about our diets. I'm like, I haven't made that smoothie in a while just because I'm sort of rebelling against my old behaviors and I just don't want to go there yet. But I think I'm getting to the place where I could start having that particular smoothie. That's all I would have for hours and hours on end every single day. I could go back to it now and really appreciate what it really is doing for my body and the nutrients that is in it. But then as I'm eating that, or drinking that, I can also make myself a big piece of toast with some ghee butter and sprinkle some salt on top and eat them at the same time. That is how I know I have made progress because I'm in a different place. I'm no longer just drinking the smoothie to restrict. I am consuming the smoothie knowing the benefits that it has for me and my organs and my overall health. And so if you happen to be on a crazy diet right now, I just hope that you're able to have a little chat with yourself and go into this weekend and enjoy it. And then don't feel like just because you enjoyed the weekend, you have to hit the gym or restrict for any number of days to make up for it. Because you just don't. You deserve to have a fun weekend with yourself, with your family, with your friends, or whatever it looks like for you. And that is my chat for today. Thank you for coming and listening and being here a part of our Outway fam. And I will see y'all next Saturday. All right. Thanks. Bye.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.